Music of a different kind. You'll be able to catch music from Naples, in fact. A lot of Mediterranean type of music with the Neapolitan Madness concert coming up. And from the Muffet Collective, we've got one of their members joining us this morning. It's hello to Anthony Abu Mohammed. Good morning, Anthony. What is so distinctive about the music from the Naples area? What can we expect?
Good morning. Well, Neapolitan music, like the Neapolitan dialect, was very distinct in Italy. And there was a strong focus on vocal music, and composers in the region cultivated this practice, and that's what we hope to showcase at our concerts.
So how old is some of the music that will be displayed? Is this not just recent tunes, I'd imagine, but things going way back?
Nothing recent, I'm afraid, although the musicians are recent. They're still alive, but the composers are well dead.
That helps.
We'll expect it does help. You'd expect to hear a wide range of styles from about the end of the 17th century to the middle of the 18th century. So we're talking roughly 1690 till about 1740.
Well, what is it, do you think, Anthony, about some of this style of music that is just resonates now, that people still want to hear it, considering it's centuries old?
Certainly. Well, the music deals with human emotions and the way that people react to situations. One of the little numbers we'll be playing is someone dealing with a breakup. And I don't think that's much different back then than it is today.
I think all of those things are pretty much the same, just the costumes have changed.
Thankfully, there are no costumes. We'll be dressed up in modern clothing. It's just the music that's old. I want to make that clear.
Very much so. So which part do you play? What is your vocal range?
Well, I'm not a singer, and I take that as a positive thing. Well, I'm just trying to be funny when I said it. But anyway, I play the harpsichord, which is a keyboard instrument that was the most common keyboard instrument in the time of music that we'll be exploring. Doesn't look like a piano, but has the same keyboard, and that's what I play in the ensemble.
You know, for those of us who are keyboard players, it's not very often you hear someone that dedicate their art to the harpsichord. There'd be few and far between, I would imagine.
There aren't many.
Very cool. Well, I guess, Anthony, there's no point asking if you'd like to sing something that's going to be there on the night. You definitely won't have a microphone on the night.
I'd rather not, and for the audience's sake, I won't have anyone anywhere near me.
Otherwise, nobody will be turning up. Anthony, thanks for sharing a bit of it this morning. It will be a lot of fun, and we've got some information on our website at 2NURFM.com for those who'd like to find out a little bit more information. I'll let you go and practice for the big show.
Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
There he is. It will be a lot of fun. The Neapolitan Madness concert. Music from the 1600s. Love the sound of that for something different. 2NURFM.